Hello everyone, I am Jessica Saxton, the Environmental Education and Outreach Leader through United Communities AmeriCorps and the host of Living Downstream. Umpqua Watersheds values both human and ecological diversity. We acknowledge that the land upon which Umpqua Watersheds is located was formerly occupied and tended by various indigenous groups, including Cow Creek Umpqua, Coquille, Mulala, and others. Their history is intertwined with this place, and we seek to continue to practice stewardship and reciprocity towards the natural environment which indigenous people did for thousands of years prior to European settlement. We celebrate the strengths and perspectives that different people have to offer, and believe that organizations, communities, and ecosystems are all more resilient when they embrace the unique gifts various individuals can contribute.
Hello, everyone. Today we have
Malachi Flessis
and Ashley Everett, who are part of the peer-to-peer program hosted by Roseburg ESD, and Beau Shelby, the job site coordinator. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Living Downstream. Our guest speakers are here to talk about the peer-to-peer program and their experience working with Umpqua Watersheds. So let's start with an introduction. Beau, would you like to provide some background about who you are and what you do for the peer-to-peer program?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a high school counselor at South Umpqua High School, and I work with all of the students who are participating in peer-to-peer this year. Peer-to-peer is based out of also South Umpqua High School. We go through ESD, but it's really just South Umpqua High School students who are around in the different businesses. I have done a lot with peer-to-peer. This is my second year working with them. I am a site coordinator currently, but I do a lot of training and helping students. And before the summer even starts, I help with also interviews and placement and a lot of different things. I'm a part of a big team that works together. So
that's pretty cool. It seems to be a good opportunity for students to get involved in some work out in the community. I really like it. Have you enjoyed helping all of the mentees and mentors during their time with their host?
Yeah, really have enjoyed watching them grow as individuals, watching them come outside of their box in a lot of areas. Some of these students are doing things that they would never do before or haven't done before. So it's really forced them to have to have the courage to get outside of their box and to do things that causes them to grow in their life and in their work experience. So
I definitely agree. And I've seen that with our two mentee and mentors. It's pretty awesome. So I'm assuming it must be pretty hard to choose where they're positioned. So how do you guys go about choosing where the mentor and mentees will be placed?
Again, that's a team coordination between myself. We also have Beth Hunter, who is our transition coordinator with our Fed department. She works through the ESD. Ryan Jepson also has helped with us and is a part of that team. We look at the students and we get to know them really well just because they're our students. And we do pre-interviews. We also do some questionnaires. We also do, a lot of it has to do with also the different organizations and businesses that want to partner with us to host students. And then we really base it a lot off of their personalities, off of the group of them, the mentor and mentee. And so that's how it works. But it's a team effort looking into our individual students and their gifts and also the areas in which they can grow.
It's amazing. I'm really glad they have this opportunity. You mentioned that the program has been around for about 2 years. Do you guys foresee it continuing through the next few years?
Definitely. We are already gearing up for next year. We're excited about next year, trying to build more businesses to get involved. We are also going to be starting to have some kind of get-togethers right when school comes back with the students who have all participated this last school year. So we can start to get interest early. And then that way we can have more. We really want to build to be more students next year and more businesses. So yes, we definitely foresee continuing to do this for the next quite a few years if we can. So as long as the businesses and our students are there, we're going to do it.
That's amazing. And I think the businesses truly benefit as well, getting to learn how to train these people and, you know, work with volunteers and just the extra helping hands is really nice. So I think it's a great opportunity for everyone involved. Could you talk a bit about what inspired you guys to start this program in the first place?
Yeah, so this program was really dreamed up by Ryan Jepson, Beth Hunter, Tiana, and also Rick Burton, and a lot of other people involved with kind of dreaming this up between our school and the ESD. But the whole purpose of this was to, one, create unity within our students. We were trying to find a way to bridge a gap between our general ed students and our students with disabilities. And then to also give an opportunity for our students to trans with disabilities to transition into the workforce and to learn skills and to learn work skills before they graduate high school. And so that's why we decided to kind of create this mentoring program, is that we have a general ed student who is matched up with any of our students with disabilities. And it gives our op an opportunity for our mentors to gain leadership skills, other students to the opportunity to gain work skills. So, and then also the other benefit to this too is when they go through the school year, then there's not this kind of disconnect between those two groups of people and those two groups of students. And it's kind of cool to see our mentors and our mentees connect with each other during the school year and talk with each other. And it's not as much an awkwardness in the hallway or at or during lunchtime and those type of things. And so it really draws in all those students together and creates kind of a unity on our campus. So
Thank you. That sounds awesome and well worth the program. Thank you for sharing a little bit about, what the program is and what your goals are for the future. I'm so excited to be a part of it and hope that I can watch it progress throughout the next few years. So now we're going to move on to Ashley. How did you get involved with the peer-to-peer program and what made you come back for a second year?
last year, I was approached by Mr. Shelby, or Beau Shelby, just asking if I wanted to come in and get work experience and work with my peers. And I was interested because I, for one, needed the work experience, and for two, I needed something to do. I needed to get out and do stuff for myself. And it gave me an opportunity to make my own money. It gave me an opportunity to have that structure, build my own structure. And I decided to come back for a second year because my first year was amazing. I loved it. They were very different experiences, this year and last, but I would not change anything. So, last year, I grew. I grew as a person, as a leader, just mentally, I grew. I understood how to advocate for myself better. I know when to tell people I need help. Like, that was my thing. And I knew that if I came back for a second year, I would grow more. I think that no matter what, there's always room to grow. And I knew that no matter what, I'm going to do it again this year.
That's awesome. And I definitely have seen a lot of growth, and it's exciting to watch. So, where did you work last year?
Last year, I worked at the Adams House in Myrtle Creek. It's a residential living facility.
What kind of stuff did you do for the Adams House?
Last year, what we did was we were in the kitchen. We worked with the residents on serving them their food. We set up their tables before they showed up for breakfast. Like, we prepared their lunch, and if we had extra time, we were working to just sit with the residents and talk to them, give them outside social interaction along with our own interaction with other people. And like, it was great for not just me but my peer. We both needed to grow in that aspect. We needed to work together and learn how to work in the kitchen, know how to do the full kitchen experience, you know.
So, how would you compare this year compared to last year?
They're completely different. So last year, a lot of it was we were on the go constantly. This year, we're taking things step by step and going and doing diff completely different things. So this year, we're doing like editing and graphic designs and all that kind of stuff. But last year we were in the kitchen either making food or cleaning up the tables or setting up tables. It's just very different environment, but they're both equally good.
Yeah, that's pretty cool getting to explore two different type of, work opportunities while you guys are still in high school. That's amazing. So, what was the process for getting this position? Did you have to go through like a lot of paperwork or interviews, anything like that?
So originally what you have to do is once you are contacted and you say that you want to do it, you have to go through an interview process with Les and Mr. Shelby. They want to learn about you so that they can make the connection, because if they don't know what who you are or what you want to do with your life, they're not going to have any connection to put you in the job that you need to be in. And so you go through a long process. It was from the beginning of May to the end. We were working with our peers. Before we even knew who our peers were, we were interacting with everyone, And so that's where I think it's so great is like before you even know, you're going out and talking to new people, not knowing who you're going to be working with in the next month. And so another thing that we did this year that was different from last year is we went on field trips. So this year we went to Umpqua Community College and we went to Wildlife Safari. We had these building exercises kind of where you go with your peer and you go and see new things and you are able to walk together and talk and just get to know each other more outside of the school environment. So I think that was a plus about this year that was different.
What would you say a struggle would be as a mentor during this program?
I think the biggest struggle that I've experienced is learning about your peer. Like, you don't have that much time. You have from May till the end of June, and the end of June is too late. Pretty much at that point, but you want to learn about your peer and my mentee and learning how to handle different situations, learning to communicate in multiple ways, like learning how to communicate with our beau or even my peer, like learning how to communicate with Malachi. That those are difficult pieces for all of us, but it's a process. And that's just like the biggest thing is going through the process and knowing how to handle situations that you've never experienced before and just learning about yourself, I guess.
That's awesome. I think it's amazing you guys are learning all these skills and learning to communicate before you're out, in the workforce trying to struggle and figure it out on your own. You guys are together figuring this out, and this seems really incredible and a great opportunity. Would you recommend this program to other students that are at your school?
100%. My biggest thing is I want people to understand that coming together and meeting, or not even meeting new people, but talking to people that you haven't talked to in years, or talking to people that you've never talked to but you've seen around the halls is important. Like, it can make a difference, even if you're just saying hi, and like Bo said, it's important for unity. Like, I love this program because I have communicated with two of my peers that I haven't talked to in a while. So that was really important to me. And I just want people, especially my other peers outside, all my friends, everything, I want people to understand that it's okay to go out of your comfort zone. And this is a great opportunity, especially if you're trying to find a job, but you can't go the entire summer and you don't have the chance to keep a job the entire time. And it's just a month. It's 1 month out of your summer that can keep you going, that keeps you motivated, that gives you that structure. That first month is very important because you want to get right into summer, but it's also you got to realize that there's also stuff outside of just being home and so it's a great opportunity to get out there and experience new things, whether you really thought you were ever going to experience it or not.
Thank you. So you've done 2 years with the program and now you're graduated and going off. What are your plans for after the program ends and, your future career goals?
So I am going to go to Arizona State University in Tempe, Arizona. I am going to study psychology, where hopefully one day I will become a counselor or a school psychologist, because I want to work with young minds. I want to understand where people are coming from. I want to understand what people are thinking, and I want to help. That is my biggest thing. That has always been my biggest thing, is to help people. This program was the reason that I got into psychology, because not only was I working with my peer, but I was also working with residents that didn't necessarily have people to talk to all the time other than each other. And just thinking about their minds and what they were thinking and what how they process life. Like, I just want to be able to be there for those people, and it's just very important to me to help people.
Well, that sounds really rewarding, and I'm excited for you going off to college, getting to explore other opportunities. So, thank you for talking on our interview, being a part of Umpqua Watersheds and the program. It's been great having you guys here to participate. All right, Malachi, how did you get involved with the peer-to-peer program, and have you enjoyed your time?
I got involved with the peer-to-peer program through Bo Shelby, and he suggested it because it would be better to improve any areas I lack.
Awesome. So you've been here with Umpqua Watersheds KQUA for the last 3 weeks. What have you learned during your time?
A big thing that I've learned is collaboration skills and having to communicate to my coworkers, my mentor, and learning more about the environment and the workspace.
Did you enjoy working on radio shows and learning how to edit audio?
Yes, I learned how to edit audios, graphic designs, communication.
And you're in an interview, so learning how to do interviews. So, as a mentee in this program, this is your first year. What kind of struggles did you have?
One of the main struggles is having to learn how to communicate about how I was feeling and where I have an issue of going past my boundaries and past my limit when I need to actually need to take a break when I first start feeling that emotion. I have a tendency to go over and push myself through it when actually I need to take a step back and take a minute to think and try to somewhat resolve in that few minutes and then proceed once I've calmed down enough.
Well, I'm so glad you're learning, about yourself and about growth. And it's so important because even as adults, we struggle with this, daily, learning how to conversate and communicate and, deal with these emotions that we feel. So I think it's really good that you're starting early trying to work your way through this. It's amazing. So have you enjoyed the program and would you recommend it to other people to be a mentee?
Yes, 100%. It's a good way to improve on any skills that you probably need in like a job, like communication skills, collaboration, social skills, and you get to learn other skills on top of that in that job, whether that be editing, designing, organizing, cleaning up skills, all of that.
Do you foresee yourself participating in the program again next year?
Yes, because I think it will help me improve more in the areas that I've still lacked.
So the program's ending this week. You're going to do it again next year, hopefully. So what do you see your career goals as, beyond high school?
Beyond high school, I am planning on going into college for music production and into psychology because I want to be a song artist. But that doesn't go the way I want it to, then I want to go into psychology to be a some sort of counselor. because I enjoy learning about new people. And it fascinates me of how each person is different. And I like learning about that and helping others and be able to communicate with them.
Awesome. I think you'd be really good at that. And I think that as you continue to grow, you'll definitely be able to help people. So keep up the good work. You guys have both been amazing mentees and mentors. And I'm kind of jealous that you guys get to enjoy summer. Thank you all for talking about the peer-to-peer program and the amazing impacts it's made on your guys' life in just a short 3 weeks that you're with your sites. That's amazing. So I'm so excited. I didn't even know this program existed. And I'm glad that Uncle Watershed's got to be a part of it this year. I think you guys have done phenomenal doing organization and outreach, poster making, helping me with, you know, small tasks that I need help with. And of course, all the amazing radio work you guys have been doing, from creating questions to helping set up interviews to doing the interviews and editing the audio. So you guys have learned a lot while you've been here in this short amount of time. It feels really quick, but it's been really enjoyable. And I'm glad you guys did this interview for Living Downstream. And so thank you for being a part of it.
So I just want to say thank you to you guys participating too and joining with our school and everybody, all the other businesses that have been participating with peer-to-peer. It's been a wonderful partnership growing with you, developing our students, and also growing the program. And so we have a lot of businesses that are out there, and we have a lot of kids that are working in a lot of different areas. And so, again, we just thank our community for supporting our students at our school.
After speaking with Malachi Flessis and Ashley Everett, who were part of the peer-to-peer program hosted by Roseburg ESD and Bo Shelby, the job site coordinator, I decided to interview Les Rogers, the transitional network facilitator for Douglas, Coos, and Curry counties, and Vicky Poor, another worksite coordinator with ESD. Would you guys like to take turns introducing yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do for this program?
Yeah, I'll start, Vicky. My name's Les Rogers, and as Jessica said, I'm the Douglas, Coos, and Curry County Transition Network Facilitator. I'm housed at the Douglas Educational Service District in Roseburg, and my role was working to secure the program through vocational rehabilitation, writing the application for it, getting it approved. And then I coordinated and oversaw and planned activities alongside the faculty and staff at South Umpqua High School. And Vicky, your turn.
Hi, I'm Vicky Poor. I'm the worksite coordinator along with Bo Shelby. And I just basically was the go-to person between the business and the kids. I did a check-in at the businesses where the kids were at and made sure everything was running smoothly for both sides.
Thank you for those introductions. That sounds like you guys did a lot of great work for our community and our students. So how long has this program been going?
This program's been going, this is year two. We have, memory serves me, this program can continue through 2027, the summer of 2027, the way it's written. Year one last year was really kind of a pilot year, trying to figure out how, you know, how this would work. It met a lot of needs, and we can talk about that later, that had developed to create the program. And in year two, we expanded it a little bit, worked on expanding the number of worksite options that were available, and worked on basically what kind of changes needed to be made to allow this program to expand to other locations, and thinking through all the you know, support structures that would need to be in place for other schools and around the region to be able to take on a program like this. So that's a lot of what this year was dedicated toward, kind of behind the scenes. And I think we were pretty successful.
It's amazing. So you mentioned that in 2027, it has the possibility to extend that far. Do you foresee keeping the program running until 2027?
I mean, that's my plan. I feel like, and I, you know, I think we'll get to this a little bit later, but I feel like this program meets a lot of needs in the community, a lot of standing issues and problems in seeking employment for students that experience disabilities are addressed through this program. And, you know, we've had, it's been very successful in, you know, opening up additional worksite locations. And, you know, I feel like the best tell as to how, you know, beneficial the program is every business that participated in year one wanted to do it in year two. And every business that participated in year two wants to do it again next year. And all the students that participated said they wanted to do it again. So I feel like that kind of support and buy-in, it's definitely a program that warrants being continued. And Vocational Rehabilitation and the Douglas Educational Service District see that as well, along with the high schools in our region that want to participate.
Nice. So as far as I understand, it was only
South Umpqua.
So South Umpqua is the only school that's participating currently, right?
Right.
Like you said, mentioned expanding. Is there a possibility that this next year there will be other schools involved?
Yeah. And, you know, we're planning a meeting coming up to talk about the program with other schools and gather the interest for the next year. I think one of the things that we've learned over the first 2 years is the, like with most things, the more lead time you have to plan, the better things will go. And, you know, our plan is to present this year's results to the other school districts in our region and see who all is interested in, you know, taking on the program at their school and how they might, you know, bring it into the fold in their campus and for next year.
Yeah, that's incredible. I definitely would have liked that opportunity, you know, when I was at Roseburg High School. I know that you weren't here at the beginning of the program, but do you kind of have an idea of why the program was created and who led that and inspired it?
Yeah, and give it a little bit of my background. I was a high school teacher and a football coach at an inclusive early college high school for about a decade. So I've been a high school teacher for a long time at a school that had a fairly high rate of students that are receiving special education services. And then I also worked at Umpqua Community College directing their TRIO grant. And then which serves low income, first generation and students that experience disabilities, as well as I was the accessibility services coordinator at Umpqua Community College for about 3.5 years as well. So it's definitely part of my background to work with and support youth experiencing disabilities. And also I've seen a lot of the challenges, you know, in my work around employment, especially. And this program, the fundamental basis of it, having students that are mentors to support the youth experiencing disabilities in a workplace, and those mentors being trained in job coaching skills, as well as doing all kinds of what we call pre-employment transition services together, builds a relationship, builds camaraderie. This was a group of youth who have done things together now. Well, now some of them for 2 years. And when I had the opportunity to see in person on campus, the sort of the dream is inclusion, right? To have, you know, everybody that's on a high school campus feel included and to feel part of the whole campus. I saw that in my experience at South Umpqua through this program. And to get back to the work experience piece, I feel like a lot of the barriers that youth and frankly adults experiencing disabilities face in trying to gain employment are addressed through the program and through that job coaching and mentorship and support and accommodations that we can provide. And so all those things put together have made this program a program that can really tackle those challenges. We've had a shortage for job coaches as long as I can remember, and that's a big barrier for people seeking employment that experience disabilities. And this program addresses that issue, right? Because it's providing some peer job coaching. There's a lot of supports that are built into the structure and the training that comes with the program as well. And, you know, all those things combined meet that need in the community to help bridge that gap and secure employment for our youth. Vicky, what do you think about, you know, being a work from the perspective of being a worksite coordinator? What did you see in terms of the mentors and how it helped youth gain employment?
Oh, it was amazing. The mentors really shined in this and showed their leadership skills. They worked side by side, not in tandem. You know, they were part of my job was to help with any issues that come up. And the mentor was part of that too, to help facilitate and help with the problems that arise and stuff. But it really showed maturity and leadership abilities. And I think that the people in the workforce were quite frankly surprised at how much they worked and what they accomplished. And all of them said, we need them here longer. We want them here 3 or 4 weeks, not just the 2 weeks. We're just getting started. So yeah. And the kids never once complained, I don't want to go to work, or do I have to be here? Or they were ready to go and came in smiling and left smiling. And so it was really great to see and to be a part of that.
Yeah. And to just kind of the first year, I guess we can talk a little bit more about how this program progressed in year one, just trying to pilot and get a feel for what this is going to be like. The students were doing a 40-hour work experience. This year, we upped it to 60 hours. And as Vicky said, some of our students were able to complete, you know, that work experience in a little over 2 weeks, and some took closer to four, but all of the businesses wanted them there longer. And I think that shows that, you know, this was a success, you know, yet again, right? That if the businesses are interested in organizations as well, are interested in having the students there longer, you know, we've done a lot of things right.
We have.
And so did the students.
And the students wanted to be there longer as well. Right. Not there wasn't, I have teenagers and have dealt with it. It's like, oh, I don't want to get out of bed to go to work. And can I go in later? Or can I skip today? We never had that issue that with the kids that I worked with. And I don't think Bo did either. So it was a win-win for everybody.
That's amazing. I loved having them there. And like you said, I wish they could have stayed longer because we had just gotten them trained on everything and they were really getting into it. Yeah. And they were gone.
Yeah.
And so I hope they come back as volunteers. I know the mentor is going off to college, but I think it's such a great opportunity to use those skills and get jobs, you know, with the same company or a different one. So I'm glad that they are enjoying it. Not just the peers that I saw, but all of them. That's amazing.
For me too, the mentors, I think they learned to find their voice as well, because they learned to ask for help when there was an issue with their mentee or with the business or whatever. They didn't hesitate to ask us for help. A lot of kids would just brush it aside, ignore it, or try to fix it themselves and not want to be the person that, you know, asks the questions or asks for help. And they did.
Yes, I definitely saw the mentors step up and have much leadership and
yes,
bring the issues and talk about stuff when it needed to be. Mm-hmm. So, and the mentee over that small course of time, I saw their confidence grow. Yes. And just overall, their whole demeanor just grew during the time period on top of all the skills they learned. So that was amazing. So I'm assuming you see much confidence, growth, and knowledge and experience with students and youth in the program.
Yeah, when you look at where we started at the beginning of the, so this program really gets going around March and April at South Umpqua, although they did do some things throughout the year. This next year, they're going to do more. But, you know, from that point to the work experience ending, tons of growth occurs. You know, we survey the students and gather data about their growth and what they experience, of course, from the beginning to the end of the program. But, you know, it's one thing to see numbers on a page and, you know, a few sentences, right? But you got to see it, and I saw it at all the other sites, how much the youth matured and grew through the process of just a few months. And there's a lot of intentional work that goes into that growth, but the biggest thing about that piece is that it's the pairing of those two people, so they're not alone, right? They have a buddy in the process. Who doesn't want a buddy to go to work with that, you know, that you can rely on? And I feel like that the buddy system of our program is what unlocks that. You know, there's some comfort there already, there's support for each other through the process. And those friendships from year one to year two have continued. And now I'm sure from year two to year three will continue to grow as this becomes part of the culture on their campus even more. So I'm excited to see what we're able to bring to other campuses as the program spreads around our community.
So, and one other thing, one of the businesses that I serviced, that business owner is looking to expand her business to teach a skill so those kids could have their own business because she sees the value in what we're doing and is wanting to help build the skill levels as well.
So
on her own.
So it's expanding beyond just summer that, you know, that there's might be some opportunities for entrepreneurial ventures and to learn to, you know, start your own business and things like that, supported from our own business community here in our regions, which is pretty exciting, kind of buy-in from our business sector.
Yeah, that is really incredible. And I just can't help but think how fortunate this program is to help kids get into the workforce, because being a high schooler and trying to get a job and having no connections, no experience, I mean, that is tough. So they already have that. And then when they graduate and go to college or pursue a career, they already have a skill set. And I think that's so amazing.
So, and one of the things that I think is amazing is they got to, most of them got to do what their interest was. It's not like they're just going to McDonald's because McDonald's will hire them. Not that that's a bad thing, but it's what they had a personal interest in.
Yeah. Yes. So at the beginning of the program, we survey the youth and do an interview process to figure out where their interests lie. Where's their career goal? What kind of skills do they want to gather toward that career goal? And we try to place the youth in our program based on their interests and based on the skills they want to acquire. And I think we were pretty successful in doing that this year. And, you know, it shows in their commitment to, you know, being there every day, being on time. You know, we really didn't have issues with those things. The youth wanted to be there, wanted to be learning about the different skill sets they were getting exposed to, which is great. That's, yeah, you know, a big part of what we're trying to do.
If they missed a day for whatever reason, which it was very rare that they did, they were finding ways to make that day up. Mm-hmm. They were like, can I work this day? Or, and many of them continued volunteering after the program was over at different places.
I'm excited for you guys and for the peers. Les, was it difficult trying to find the right sites for the youth to go to?
I'll just say year one went so well, and all those businesses wanting to return really laid the groundwork. So I'm going to give most of the credit to the youth and to all the people who worked in year one, laying such a strong foundation. Of course, anything can always be improved, and we already have ideas about how we're going to improve for next year. But having that as our foundation and those businesses willing to talk to others about their experience made this so much easier. And I told the students that, you know, that this is the this job of trying to find additional work sites was made easier by how great everybody did in year one. And so we grew to we about doubled the number of work placement opportunities we had from year one to year two. And we also have some additional work sites in the hopper for year three that, you know, have through connections or however have heard about the program and want to participate. So that's exciting. You know, I just give a lot of credit to those students in year one. You know, the other thing I'll mention about some of the mentors, kind of on a side note, some of the mentors, their goals are to work in human services or work as counselors and work as special education teachers. And what better experience than to have teachers, special education teachers, job coaches, and others providing training to you? I mean, that's like a dream if you're pursuing that career path, to have that kind of an opportunity. Like you were saying, Jessica, going to college, not many students can say, you know, I've spent, you know, multiple summers now working, doing work related to what I actually want to do as a career. And also tells them like, yeah, this is for me, or no, this isn't. I can tell you none of the mentors, they all came to me and said, yeah, this experience really has shown that this is what I want to do. It's affirming, right, to their ideas about what they want to do in the future. So that was pretty cool to see. And I really hope one day that I'll get to, you know, after those students graduate, they'll come back and say, you know, thanks for starting this program. You set me on the right path. As a college advisor, I have had that experience a lot. So I hope I get to have it again with these youth coming back and telling me all the cool things they've done in their life.
Yeah, that's incredible. Do you mind if I ask kind of the statistic of how many students and how many work sites there were this year?
So, okay, going to count them up. So we had, this year we had 17 students participate in the work experience portion. 19 students participated in, 20 in total participated in some form of pre-employment transition services or activities. Some students decided along the way that one student moved. There's a lot of reasons that, you know, youth can't participate in the summer piece, but all that's a pretty good, you know, finishing rate of 17 out of the 20 we initially brought into the program after the interview phase. Out of that, so we had 17 youth participating complete. We had eight job sites that they were located from down in Myrtle Creek all the way up to the northern edges of Roseburg. And that's pretty amazing that we had so much buy-in. Now, of those eight job sites, like I said, we had about another eight or a little over eight that wanted to participate, but we didn't have matches for them. So there are other programs that we're working with at the Educational Service District and in our partnerships to match youth to those employers through other programs. So they're not without any, you know, if they want to participate and they're willing to employ youth, we have youth that are interested in our other programs. So we're taking advantage of that. You know, I think like we already talked about, one of the biggest data points is every single business that participated wants to do it again. That's a big one. And, You know, we've got all the students that are not graduating as seniors want to come back and do it again. So
will they come back as mentees their second year or mentors?
It depends on the student's desire. We did have some students move to a mentor position this year. So that's pretty exciting that, you know, skills were developed through this program over a few years that they've, you know, graduated to a mentor position. That's pretty great. I hope that, you know, happens again next year. And it's really a matter of determining, you know, what does the student want first, and then what kind of supports need to be put in place, and what kind of skill sets do they want to develop, and all that's worked on through the program's process. And we do a lot of evaluations. You know, I can also say that every student's evaluation that I saw improved through the program and through the work of our worksite coordinators like Vicky, you know, addressing any issues that come up and supporting them. So that was really cool to see. We had one youth that went from, you know, in the first year, this individual was only able to work, you know, around an hour for a shift. That was about their limit. This year, they were working 3 hours, right? And so to see that kind of growth in a one-year time span is pretty great. So we hope that process of growth continues as well. Go ahead, Vicky.
So one of the things that I'm sitting here thinking about too is that the business people saw what they're capable of, and their minds are growing like, oh, I could have them do this and I could teach them to do that. And new ones coming in, I can have them do this. And so it's broadening them as well.
I can agree with that, because having them there, I was thinking of all these different ideas that our volunteers can do, and learning how to interact with them has helped me gain more knowledge on how our volunteer procedures should go. And on top of that, they brought great ideas for our outreach and posters. So just having those extra ideas there is amazing.
One of the other life skills that we did have an issue with, an emergency with one of our businesses the first week, and some of our kids had to go to another site. So that was a big learning thing for them, because they were expecting to go to one site, but they ended up having to spend part of their time at another. And we worked through that, because they had choices to either wait it out and go back when it was available, work where they're at, or not work at all. And I think it got them thinking about, okay, this is the work world. If I want to get paid, I need to work. Things happen in people's lives. And that's what we told them. It was a family emergency. And we worked it out, and they got right back on track the next week. And so it was nice for me to see the process happen with that they were able to process it, work through it, and make their choices on what they wanted to do.
I was just going to say that, you know, I think they rolled with it fairly well. And then, you know, really, you know, when they got into their final placement, they really shined. You know, they really rose to the occasion and were grateful and supportive. I mean, I feel like so often people forget where we are a community, right? And it was really nice to see that mentor and mentee be supportive of that employer, that business, and be understanding and all those kind of things. But I believe that mentor had known and worked in that location before. And so I think that, you know, really helped in that process too. So it was just a nice moment to see sort of community come together, find a solution. And then in the end, it worked out great for everyone.
Yeah. You mentioned how last year you started at 40 hours. And this year was 60 hours. Do you see yourself increasing next year?
Well, first we got to talk to vocational rehabilitation. That's part of the process. We debrief with them. We've turned in all of our documentation to them. We write reports about how the student's work experience goes So as vocational rehabilitation works with those youth, they have a better idea of what kind of work they might like to do and things like that. But it's definitely something we're going to mention, and we're going to be talking to them about what we can do to meet the needs of everyone. And that's part of it is, you know, there's definitely students who would like to work more. There's some businesses that have shown some interest in hiring youth on for the rest of the summer. So that's kind of exciting. I don't have anything to share yet on that, but I'm really hoping that, you know, some of those interviews pan out for our youth as they look to continue employment at their locations. There's a lot of businesses were, you know, in their words, pleasantly surprised by, you know, the work ethic that was brought and, you know, the customer service and interaction and a lot of soft skills that the youth brought to them that we had worked on a lot in the program were brought to bear, and, you know, the businesses were happy. So, and the youth were happy. So that's really a wonderful thing. But yes, we will be talking about, you know, expanding hours as one of the options. And, you know, I'm just really grateful to vocational rehabilitation in the state of Oregon for having the forethought to, you know, not just keep doing the same thing, but be willing to, you know, try something different. There's other programs through this, they call it an RFA, through this request for applications, and other areas in the state that do similar programs, but in different ways that work better for their area. I think this program works really well for our area. And I'm just grateful for them and Douglas ESD working together to find a path forward to find work experiences and employment for our youth, which is great.
Yeah, it really is. So if a youth was to hear this and maybe be interested in participating in it next year, I know they would have to go to South Umpqua unless you get other schools on board. Mm-hmm. But how can they just stay in the know of this so they can be involved when the time is right, if that's an opportunity?
If they're youth working with vocational rehabilitation, that's one way, is through their vocational rehabilitation counselor. If they're youth that are on an IEP, individual education program, they can talk to their IEP team about the fact that they want to work and to plan that well in advance so that the pieces are in place. And if this is a program, you know, parents or youth want in their school, it's definitely something we want to bring to other schools. So I would encourage them to talk to their IEP team, talk to the administration at their school, let them know that this program's out there. Believe me, we're talking to them as well. But I think if this is what youth and parents and businesses and the community wants in general, then, you know, I'm excited that Douglas ESD is ready to work together to build programs in other areas in our region to provide this program.
Wonderful. Thank you. I know that I have enjoyed the program, and I think other work sites have, and the youth. So I hope it continues, and I hope more schools get involved and businesses, because that's a great opportunity for our community and youth.
It was an honor to write the application this year, and I was super excited when it got approved. And ever since that day, it's been a lot of work, but on the back end of it, I think Vicky will second, she's shaking her head, yes, all that work was well worth it, because we've helped a good number of students toward their post-school goals and toward work, you know, toward the workforce, which is great.
Yeah, so I can say that I came in kind of as an outsider. The job posted, I applied, and I got it. My one job stopped on the 8th, and on the 9th, I did an all-day training, and we hit on that following the 11th or the 12th, we hit the door running. And I'm telling you, I just was blown away by these kids that they didn't know me, I didn't know them, but they trusted me to help them and to be there for them. And I have a background in special education, and I was blown away by the leadership of the kids and what they accomplished. As an outsider coming in, I just blown away with it, because it just, they exceeded what I thought the program was going to be. The program exceeded what I thought. And now that I see it all wrapping up, it's like, man, this thing could just blow up and be the best thing ever.
I agree with that. I hope it does.
Me too.
Thank you guys for joining this episode of Living Downstream. I am so appreciative to have you and to learn more about the program and expand knowledge of the community so they can learn about it too. Thank you so much.
Thank you to Kakwa, Umpqua Watersheds, for all your guys' work and for
all the businesses taking
all those businesses that work with us. We really appreciate the effort they put in as well.
I want to extend my gratitude to Malachi and Ashley for helping to edit this week's episode of Living Downstream.